It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 24th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $66,656. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,282. Binance Coin is down slightly at $612. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. U.S. prosecutors are pushing for a 36-month prison term for Binance founder CZ following his guilty plea to anti-money laundering and sanctions violations last November. The DOJ argues that CZ knowingly violated U.S. laws to benefit his company and himself. In response, CZ's defense team has requested probation, highlighting his cooperation, substantial fines paid, and guilty plea. CZ has already stepped down from his CEO role and Binance agreed to a $4.3 billion settlement. CZ awaits sentencing on April 30th, currently out on bail, secured by a $175 million bond. While the SEC is proposing a hefty $5.3 billion fine for Terraform Labs and its co-founder Do Kwon over their involvement in the 2022 Terra Luna collapse, the SEC argues that such misconduct must be strongly condemned, emphasizing the need to uphold federal securities laws. Kwon and Terraform are contesting the fines, with the company suggesting a maximum fine of $3.5 million and Kwon offering to pay $800,000. Well, more from the SEC. The agency is seeking public comments on BlackRock's amended proposal for a spot Ethereum exchange traded fund. BlackRock filed for the iShares Ethereum Trust in November 2023, aiming to track the price performance of Ether. In January, the SEC postponed its decision on BlackRock's ETF, and on April 19th, NASDAQ filed an amendment to the proposal. The amended filing details changes to the ETF's creation and redemption process. Other firms like Fidelity and Grayscale have adjusted their applications to include staking provisions. Despite earlier optimism, the likelihood of SEC approval for a spot comments on BlackRock's amended proposal are open for 21 days and will be posted on the SEC's website. Well, Jack Dorsey's Block has completed the development of a 3-nanometer Bitcoin mining chip. The company aims to support decentralized mining by offering standalone mining chips and its own full mining system. Block is collaborating with a leading semiconductor foundry to finalize the chip's design. The chip will utilize advanced semiconductor processes and deliver the necessary performance for mining operators. Block hopes that its standalone mining chip will foster innovation in mining systems and support new use cases. And finally, Sam Altman's Iris Scanning WorldCoin project is reportedly engaging in talks with Malaysian officials, including the Prime Minister, to strengthen ties with governments. The project has faced bans in Spain and Portugal for collecting personal data, prompting scrutiny from regulators in several countries. To address concerns, WorldCoin introduced measures like personal custody, allowing users to opt out of storing biometric data and offering age verification. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.